Brittany Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is John Birch, talking about Fun at the Farm coming up here, an event going on. Give us the details, give us the background, and kind of the idea for this event, where that came from.
Yeah, thanks so much, Whitney, for having us on and being able to share and talk about the event that we have coming up. August 17th, Fun at the Farm. Like you said, this is second annual. The little bit of the background on it is, you know, this has always been a dream of mine to be able to have some type of outreach, some type of program that we can do to, you know, have people that are connected to the farm, but specifically people that aren't connected to a farming operation and don't have the opportunity to go and experience the farm, from tractor rides to farm animals, and just being able to climb up and see the different things in tractors and equipment, to see them close up and have that experience. So last year was our first year. We were so excited to do it. Didn't know, you know, what to expect or anything like that, but we had a really, really great turnout, and we're so grateful for it. So it's just like, yeah, we need to do this again. So gearing up and getting ready, like we said, for next week, Thursday. So.
And there's kind of some underlying, maybe a little bit of fundraising going on for Farm Rescue. Tell us about that connection.
Absolutely. So there is a connection. So how we've now pulled this event together, last year we were supporting an organization called World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine. And this year we sat down with the team and we said, okay, you know, we want to do this outreach program, but at the same time, we want to bring awareness to a certain group, certain nonprofit that we can support and partner with. And I gave it to the team, and the team came back with a resounding, unanimous, let's go with Farm Rescue and support them. And so once we did that, we reached out to Farm Rescue to ask if we could definitely support them, give more awareness to them. And so that's our partnership. So all the proceeds and the free will giving and everything like that for that evening will go to Farm Rescue to support their mission in helping farm families and farm communities. And so, yeah, it's just been a great partnership, and we're really so happy to have this opportunity to be able to spread more about their mission and what they got going on.
So is there a cost for people to show up? Is there tickets that they need to purchase or anything like that? How does that work out?
So absolutely not. So the event is completely free. So there will be QR codes that are set up around that everybody will be able to find. There will also be a cash jar and everything like that around the food area for any money that wants to be given or any checks that want to be written for Farm Rescue. And I guess the one caveat that I should add is that we will have food that evening. The food is being served by the Hillsboro Drama Club, and the food and that purchasing there will go to support the drama club and the one-act play that they have coming up this fall, actually. So that will support them. Everything else that is a part of the farm, that will go to Farm Rescue.
And you kind of mentioned here, but there's tractor rides and things like that people will be able to experience.
Exactly. So, yeah, kind of the lineup of different things that we got going on is that people will be able to get up and take the tractor for a ride. The tractor will have the planter hooked up so they can kind of, we'll simulate. We go around in like a racetrack type formation. And so they get to go around the oval in the tractor with the planter, and then there's the combine. So people can hop up in that, and then there's also the grain cart as well, too. And the grain cart pulls up to the combine to simulate that dumping of the grain and everything there. We'll have our semi-trucks out on display. We will also have a bunch of other tractors and equipment just parked in the yard that people will be able to see. Then we'll, of course, have the farm animals, another great thing that people like to experience. So horses, piglets, geese. We're looking at some other animals as well, too, that we hope to have solidified here by the end of the week, end of the day today for next week. And then we also have bouncy houses for the kids so they can burn off all that energy as well, too. And then right around 7:30 or dusk, right in there, we'll be playing a movie, one that I'm sure many people are aware of, Little Giants, on the big screen that evening.
So where is this located? Tell people how they can find you.
Absolutely. So we are located just south of Hillsboro, North Dakota. So if people are coming on the North Dakota side, if they get off at exit 100 off of Interstate, you will go 2 miles to the west off on Highway 200. When you start driving that 2 miles, and excuse me if I said it's 2 miles to the east, so 2 miles to the east, you will look for a large American flag that will be on display right at the edge of the highway, and that is where you'll turn in and join us at the farm. And so if you're coming also, our Minnesota friends that are coming over, if they go through Halsted, Minnesota, and come over on Highway 200, we're about 7 miles to the west from Halsted. And again, just look for that big American flag and pull into the farm right off the highway there.
All right. Well, anything about the event on Thursday that we should touch on here before we let you go?
I would say kind of the last two things that I'll touch on, Whitney, would be, you know, as I mentioned, kind of sitting here and seeing the rain come. So rain or shine, the event will happen. So if there is rain in the forecast, and if it does end up raining that day, we'll move the movie and everything like that into our machine shed. And a lot of the equipment will move inside as well, too, so people can still climb up and experience that. And then the other thing would just be, for any more information, people can just go out and look us up on Facebook at Birch Farms to get any more information. They'll need both the events.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for all of the information, and hope that the event goes well for you guys.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Whitney, so much for you guys over at Red River Farm Network, and help us get the word out.
Yep, and we surely are happy to do it. John Birch joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.